need more power. We need more power now. Have you not read the stories of our fathers? You read it, you will see that what we are doing is caricature. We have not done anything. Elemwe, what we need is the garment of power with many layers.
Until they see power. May my tears be numbered by power. Number my tears by power. Number my tears by power. Bring him here. Oh my God, I ask you, number men by power. Number men by power. Number men by power. Pastor, you want to start another church and you have no cross power. How do you want to do it? How do you want to do it without power? Hey! Oh my God! You want something, something, something. I hear corner. Parandakas. Pakatede katakaba. Pakakamba takakati. Baskobaba. How do you want to do it without power?
Garment of power. If you are a man of God, pay attention now. If you feel there is a calling upon your life, look at me. Of you. 12. 12. Because of time, it will happen fast. Listen. 12. From my left to my right. 12. 12. 12. 12. Father, I come as a practitioner from the office of my calling. Let the 12 come. 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 Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Power. 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 There are
three pastors. Oh my God. Three pastors. Hand of God is still moving. It's 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 moving. The garment is very strong. You will know. You will know. It will enter your being. Some of you, it will come like electricity. Intensify, 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 Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost.
To be weak again, so he will anoint the females. The Lord wants to make them vessels of power. Female warriors, vessel of power, vessel of power, vessel of power, vessel of power. Father, help me and find those female vessels of power, vessels of power, vessels of power, vessels of power, vessels of power.
touch that sister for me. Look at me. Just lift your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, now touch. That sister for me. The one with a baby, give somebody your baby, give somebody your baby. Lift up your hands. Father, I commission this lady for the new phase. Now. Commissioned by power. In Jesus' mighty name. Join me in 10 minutes. Lift your hands. If you are sick, today is your day in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of that place. Come and lift your hands. At the count of three, divine electricity will move through your being. One. Two. Three. Now. Divine electricity is like somebody that is hooked up to a power line. Divine electricity. Scriptural truth before we ascend. Assume that everything I'm telling you today is about power. So it doesn't matter how we drive. Your focus should not leave power. Have you touched power before? The Bible spoke about power so much that he said that false handkerchief and apron. I said, what is this? Like this handkerchief that is now healing the sick. That there is power inside handkerchief and apron. Like this my own. Do you doubt it? Who doubts that there is power inside it? Because it's what it was Archbishop Benson in the house that said, the only way we know that what is in the Bible is true and that it happened, that God did it, is that he will do it again today. Is when he does it today, like the cripples walk, blind eyes see, deaf ears, the maimed, demonized, we break them out of prison by the power of God. Then we know that thing Peter said is true. That indeed Paul's hand, come and take this one. Come and take it. Take and hold it. Because even this, my clothes now, once you are hooked up, your everything that touches you. Even this, your tongue needs to be improved on. Somebody say, I can fly. Give me my hanky. Bring it. Don't worry, bring it. Keep your Bible. Paul's handkerchief and apron. There is power in it. Somebody say, I can fly. Maybe it's my own handkerchief. Let me use your own. Let me use your handkerchief. Who has handkerchief? I took your handkerchief. Huh? Or I take your handkerchief back. Why is your body shaking? Are you sick? Is it power? Paul's handkerchief and apron. Paul's handkerchief and apron. Paul's handkerchief and apron. Anybody that is sick here, God has begun to heal you. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Pass! I correct. Sorry for my sweat falling on. We are in warfare. Real healing and deliverance is warfare. It's warfare to get somebody healed. So when you see healing and see whether it work good, whether it doesn't work good, then you will not have much results. When you see deliverance, whether it work, you pray, it doesn't happen, you say, God will take care of it. See it as warfare, something you must conquer. In the name of Jesus. As we teach and minister every affliction, God will not just heal you, he will empower you.
to do the same. In the name of Jesus. He will empower you to do the same. He will empower you to do the same. He will empower you. Let me ask God. This one now. Give me my handkerchief. Somebody, if I say this thing now, some people will say, you know, the one I did, God told me, this one now, I want to do. God did not tell me expressly, but me, I want to do this one. I want God to anoint one of you here with a measure of the anointing he put upon me. One of you in this place. One of you. 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 Help me and find the person. Show me Isaiah chapter 53. We'll just do something for 20 minutes and then we'll go. Remember, you will join me in 5 minutes. Start softly. Then we ascend. Who hath believed what? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Now, if you look at this scripture, there is a sequence to the position that the scripture is presenting to us. So, and it is a sequence that looks as if it's a progression. So he's saying, who had believed our report? And then, whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Meaning that the revelation of the arm of the Lord, in fact, if you go to, I don't know, if you have an electronic Bible and you click on this arm of the Lord, what you will see literally is power. How many of you have tried it? Check it on your own. Check it on your own. What we see is power. If you see it, just one person, just say so that it will be obvious that we are correct. Let's progress. Or you have a translation that called it power. Who here? You NLT, what do you say? So this thing now is chapter me power. Meanwhile, the whole of Isaiah chapter 53 is not just a messianic scripture. It's not just a messianic text. It's also the text that fully captures the atonement. Chapter me the atonement. The authority from whence, you see, I need to tell you something. Power is executed within the ambit of authority. Meaning that you cannot execute more power than authority that you have. And which is why for Jesus to make it possible that a believer can expend and execute as much power as possible, he brought us within a circumference. The circumference that he brought a believer into by being born again is the name. Say after me, the name. I didn't hear you. Say after me, the name. So the name of Jesus is the circumference of the authority that the believer is brought into by inception. When you are born again, you are brought into the circumference of that authority. So Jesus will now say that I give unto you my name. That thing name now is the circumference of his authority. And if it is true, it will mean that that name is not so much of a nomenclature. That name is a position, is a location in the spirit, is a position and is a location in the spirit. So when a man gets born again, you are brought into the location of the name. So when you use the name, what Satan and demons respond to is not you. They are responding to where you are coming from. Like somebody that is from America and you are in Nigeria. Meanwhile, you are in Nigeria and something wants to happen to you. They ask you, you tell them that, say after me, I'm an American. That statement alone, are you getting the point? That statement alone will make anybody that wants to harm you or anything bad that wants to happen to you to wait first and check. They are not afraid. They are not waiting because of you as a person. They are afraid of the might and power of the location where you are hewn that from. So a believer is hewn that of Zion. And the location in the spirit is given a name. And that name is the name Jesus. Are you getting the point? So when you arrive and stand before a demon, the demon is not seeing you as a person. You are hidden in Christ, in God. It is from there you now stretch forth the scepter of power. Can you get this one now? If you can get it, say amen.
Amen.
Look at this, our scripture. So he said, who had believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? You see, the measure to which the power of the Lord will be revealed in your life is the extent to which you have believed a report. And what I'm trying to do this evening is to present one or two reports to you. So after me, report card. How many of you went to primary school? You went to primary school in Nigeria. I know some of you, you went to primary, you abroad now. That's where you did your primary school. Is it in Nigeria? Why didn't you respond to me now? How many of you went to primary school in Nigeria? Raise your hand. The remaining people that did their own abroad. So I want to show you report card. Say after me, report card. See, the extent to which you can execute this power, the extent to which the power of God will be manifest, the places it can touch, are those places you are able to sufficiently present your report card. Let me lay further foundation. Now, as I told you that this is both a messianic scripture and a scripture that captures the atonement, the implication of this is that the summary of, remember, NLT was saying that NLT was able to quickly link it up to salvation, which is all he was talking about. When we talk about the atonement, what do we talk about? What is the atonement? A man of God. Okay? I think it's correct. Let's not go far because I don't have time. He said that atonement is the exchange that took place as a result of the sacrificial death of Jesus. Is enough. Let's accept it. Is he okay? So, by the death of Jesus, there is an exchange that took place. And of course, the death is sacrificial. And of course, the death is unselfish. And of course, the death is unjust, at least to the person of Jesus. Are you getting the point? That is why the book of Romans said, he was made sin, whom knew no sin, so that he would be what? The righteousness of God. Where? Somebody said it's the righteousness of God. I say it's a lie. You are not. How many of you here, you are the righteousness of God? No, in Christ Jesus. When you remove Christ Jesus, you are totally incorrect. Totally. In fact, you are so totally incorrect that Satan can lead you astray from that. In fact, Satan can use it and afflict you. Let me tell you something. Never ever present yourself. Any teaching or anything that makes you present yourself is incorrect. The correct teaching is the teaching that makes you present Christ, or makes you present yourself in Christ. Because what God respects is Christ. What Satan too respects is what?
Christ.
Because the summary of what God did, he did it in Christ. And beyond that, all of the things that God intends to do, find seat for him now. All of the things that God intends to do, he will do it through who? Say after me, Christ. So, of course we know, if you have stayed around our classes a few times, you will realize that we always drum it that Christ is the method of God. Christ is the system of God. Christ is the sum of all things. If you are with me, say amen. Okay? So, let's see verse 2. Let's see verse 2. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He had no form
nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Now, if your Bible is your own, if you are holding somebody's Bible, why are you not opening your Bible? I will send you out of my class. Look at this verse 3. If your Bible is your own, pay attention to verse 3 to 5. Watch. He said, he is despised and rejected of what? A man of what? Now, if your Bible is your own, I would like you from henceforth, wherever you see sorrows, till we finish verse 5, exchange sorrows with pains. Are you with me? That place, there is sorrows. The real translation there is what? Self-time pains. How many of you have pains in your back? They wrote pains instead of sorrows in your own translation. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Good. So, pains here. Okay? And acquainted with grief. If your Bible is your own, wherever you see grief, change it to sickness. How many of you have sickness in your own Bible? Sickness is what is written in your own Bible. Sickness. Check. I want somebody to confirm. Me, I know, but I want you to confirm from your own Bible so that it will not be as if I'm telling you. Who has, what did your own say? Sickness, right? Correct. So, what did I say? If you see sorrows, what will you put there? Good. If you see griefs, what will you put there? So, it means if we read it in these two languages, with these two substitutions, what we read is, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of pains, and acquainted with what? Sicknesses. I don't want to go far. So you come and say, there are some sicknesses God heal. This my own, let me just be managing it. You don't know this thing. Do you believe that you are born again? Do you believe that God can save anybody? Why do you now doubt that God can heal anything? I know. You see, the issue in healing and deliverance is not necessarily the doubting of the ability of God. What people doubt is not necessarily the ability of God. What they doubt is the willingness of God. Self tell me willingness. So in the execution, in the administration, of the proceeds of healing and deliverance. And remember, the reason why I have to start from the atonement, there are many scriptures that talk about healing. That's not my emphasis. If you are good in Bible exposition, there is, the point you are going to make will determine where you are supposed to start from. I just have only one job here, to link your bodily healing with the atonement. That's what I want to do. And remember, the greatest thing that has ever been done upon this face of the earth is the atonement. The atonement, as he said, catered for everything that man did that was wrong. Are you getting the point now? Now, the problem is that an average person can believe that God can save him and is willing to save him, but can believe that he might believe that God can heal him, but is not too sure that God is willing to heal him. Now, some people, they are not sure that God is willing to heal them. Some other people, they believe that God is willing to heal them, but not now. Maybe as the day goes by. Say after me, as the day goes by. Maybe after 2 years, after 6 months, after 3 years. Is this the new hairstyle now? Is this where Jesus is? Let's know so that we will not miss heaven. Somebody drew a hairstyle on Facebook. One young man that the barber is killed, gave him a fine haircut. And somebody said that this man will go to hell. Do you know the reason why he's saying it? There is no good barber around his area. So he saw one good barber and said that they will go to hell. Find a good barber. That's by the way. Amen. So back to my scripture. I want to link up healing and deliverance to the atonement. Now, if something is captured in the atonement, then it is not something that is about to happen. Can you get this point? The atonement is a chapter
that contains the things that has been done, not the things that will be done. Can you get this point? We will yet, of course, you should know what is contained in the atonement. But even if you don't know, we might say it, even if we don't have time. But I need you to know that the atonement is a charter that contains things that has been already what? Done. Say after me, done. I didn't hear you. Say after me, done. Done means done. What does done mean? Like, who will help me now? Something that has been accomplished. Our daddy says something that has been accomplished. I will take that one. Something that has been accomplished. Then somebody comes in 2021 and is begging God to heal him. Is he correct? No, it's common sense. Because I'm going to show you now. See, the reason why many people has not received their healing, has not been able to take advantage of what is captured in the atonement, of which healing is one of them, deliverance is one of them, is because of their mindset and their approach to the things that is in for them in Christ. So the problem is that these things are facilitated by law, and of course the number one law is the law of faith. The law of faith is the number one law that facilitates the receivement of these things that is in the atonement. If you are with me, say amen. Oh, there is a lot I can teach you, and my target is not to do that. My target is to bring power to you. The reason why I'm doing this is that there is so much, there is enough power to heal everybody in this state now. The problem is this thing I'm teaching now. Are you getting the point? You didn't hear me. There is enough power to heal and deliver everybody in this state, in this room. It's not amen thing, you know. If you say amen, good, to help your faith. But this one is not an amen thing. This one now is a position that needs to be shifted by an understanding of a divine reality. You are not trying to get something, the thing is already there. In this matter now, that the greatest law that needs to be embraced and laid hold on is the law of faith. And I need to tell you that the functions that power these things now, they are laws. So if you cry, it doesn't change the law. Are you seeing the problem now? So if somebody says, you don't hear me, the law is there. And another person did not show emotions. He did not even cry. He did not even show as if he is in pain. He was just coming based on understanding of the laws that govern the administration of what he is seeking in God. And there was a release for him. Meanwhile, he did not show any emotion. He did not cry. In fact, he did not even fall on the ground. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There are people you will lay hands on, they will fall on the ground and come back with their sickness. The reason is this thing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Or have you not done it before? Have you not laid hands on a sick person? Victor. And the person shook. And you now proclaim the person, you are healed, it's okay. And the person wave. Meanwhile, the person is not healed. He doesn't want to disappoint you. Me, I'm telling you. So that they will not say you are no more anointed healer. When you try such things, are you getting the point? And it's not work, stop praying for the person. What the person needs is this teaching that can furnish understanding. Like when we go to the family of Okafa like this and collect inhaler and keep it, and then he now comes back to the person. What is the person's problem? Is it more prayer? Is here. Something needs to be removed. And as long as that thing is there, even if you pray for her, she now fall. Get up and say, fall, get up and say, when he finishes, you say, Papa, drug. Because she has more faith in drugs than her healing that is in Christ. I say, many of you don't believe in Jesus. You don't know what it means to believe. You have not touched the substance of the reality. That is why we teach, so that you will participate in your deliverance and healing. The problem with many believers is that they did not participate in their deliverance and healing. So when Satan raises, because Satan will come and test what you received. when he raises to test it, that person lacks what it takes to put Satan where God has put him.
Huh?
So, as he's saying, when you are healed and you checked yourself, after 3 days, you now started feeling small pain in your ear. Meanwhile, you are healed of deaf pain in the ear. They will now tell you, he's back. How can you be healed? The thing just subsided. It's subsiding. It's human means human psychology. The anatomy of human body means that if you stay around cold places, it seems as if the pain subsided, and then you took a rest, and then the drug you took, it took 3 days for it to begin, and then, say after me, and then Satan will come back. Say after me, and then Satan will come back. You don't want to. Say after me, and then Satan will come back. Once he says it, you begin to say, it's true. He will tell you another one. You will say after me, it's true. I didn't hear you. Just be responding, it's true. He will come back again. He will bring back the sickness. The pain has returned, though. Before you know it, your healing will be taken away. Do you know why? You did not participate in your healing. You did not know how your healing was procured. You did not even know how it was administered. Are you getting the point? If you know how it was procured, that even though it's the man of God that prayed for you, that the man of God is not the healer, that the healer is Christ. Are you getting the point? Huh? If Christ is the healer, even if the man of God is not there, the man of God just functions as an enforcer. Say after me, enforcer. He is not the one that wrote the rules. He is not the one that made the laws. Does a policeman make any law? No. The law is something that is enshrined in the constitution of a nation. What a policeman does is to enforce it. Huh? Whether policeman is there or not, does it nullify the authenticity and the power and authority backing a law? It doesn't. So, now, you need to participate in the process so that you know that all the policeman did is to enforce the law. He is just a law enforcement agent. Huh? Meanwhile, he is not the man that made the law, and the authority that is backing the law is not coming from him. He is just an executioner. If you are with me, say amen. Amen. Now, back to what we are saying. Everything that is captured in the atonement is already done. The only thing remaining therein is execution. So the person that is benefiting the most from the content of the chapter that is made within the atonement is the person that has more understanding of what is captured there and the laws by which it can be taken advantage of. And as I told you, that the number one law is the law of what? I didn't hear you. Is the law of what? Say it louder. Is the law of what? Is the law of what? I was with Dennis and Anthony at Port Harcourt the other day. Then I did not notice something about. Before I went to preach, I now touched my neck here. I now saw something that is here. I said, what is this? Meanwhile, I didn't see it yesterday. I didn't see it anymore. How did it come? Initially, Satan told me, I can't say. Now, the reason, me, I'm calling it Satan now because I know it's Satan. But you have never called a spade by his name. Huh? I said, okay, it might be we call witching chitan. So, sorry if you are not an evil person. There is Joshua. What do they call chinchin in English? You don't know. Bed bug, right? You know, if the thing hit you. I went to a minister at Enugu many years ago and they put me in one hotel. Those days, MNK was my PA. So they put me in the hotel and I was tired. I came
and I flew inside the bed. I didn't know that if I say bed bug, you know, didn't you notice that the thing, there is some emphasis that left. I dived into the bed sheet and Chinch was inside. The thing destroyed my body everywhere. So Satan told me, don't worry, it's just Chinch that beat you. I touch it 20 minutes later, it's growing. In minutes, it's growing. The new cream you bought. Let me tell you, I know it looks insignificant, but there are some things that we want to come out in your body, especially if you are a sister. Don't allow it to. Don't say it's pimple, those kind of things. Okay, let me leave it. It's not important, is it not true? Put your hands and kill it. Put your hand like this, shoot it, it will die. If not, the thing will go and then leave a patch on your face. And then you will need many, many layers of foundation to cover it. What is the need of foundation when there is power of God? Sisters, am I communicating? I took my hand, pointed at it, and said, I command you to die. I command you to die. I command you to die. By the life of God I carry inside of me. Die. 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 Keep saying die until you feel something in your heart. Once you feel that thing, I said amen. I now stopped. You know what I noticed? I noticed the exponential rate at which it was growing before. It was going down that way. Until I checked. The thing was having pain. And I know what that thing would have done. It will squeeze my neck. And when I come here, I'll be preaching like this. The devil is a liar. You don't know that man. You see this devil and tell, look at me, brother. You don't know Satan. Do you know what the Bible said about him? Don't give him a small space to put his leg. What Satan is hustling for in your life is leg space. After me, leg space. He doesn't want you to open big doors. Some people are waiting for Satan to now come. I'm Satan. Allah. What he is looking for is what? My Jesus. How many of you have opened door before? Huh? You told somebody, open the door. Just open it small. And then the person just opened it small. You put your leg. And then as soon as your leg entered between the door and the post, you now blocked it. And started dragging the door. Dragging the door. It is then you find that Satan is more powerful. If you give him a foothold. He started as Qatar. And you say he's just Qatar. Before you know it, Qatar has turned to cough. Cough has turned to headache. Headache has turned to body pain. Body pain has turned to tiredness. Tiredness has turned to loss of appetite. Loss of... Am I not talking about you? All you gave Satan was leg space. When he came, he was warning you. But you didn't hear it. You say he's just Qatar. He's just Qatar. He's just Qatar. What is just Qatar? Knock him out. Knock him out of business. And that is when it is easier. When he begins to dabaru with you like this. Turn to your neighbor. Say, don't allow Satan to dabaru with you. Before you know it, no energy to pray. No energy to fast. Because as a believer, what Satan is targeting is your faith. He's targeting your altar. He's targeting your consistency. A man that is sick, can you pray?
Unfortunately, there is no excuse for not praying, including sickness. I know you have been giving excuse and saying ulcer is what is stopping me from fasting. You must be healed today, because ulcer is not an excuse for not fasting. So if you now say, God, you understand, I have ulcer. Meanwhile, we need to find out who gave you the ulcer you are saying is your own. I have ulcer, I cannot fast. Because of this thing that is written in the book of Isaiah chapter 53, nobody in heaven will believe you. I will show you now. He was acquainted with grief, or acquainted with sickness, and we hid that it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Verse 4. Say after me, surely. I didn't hear you. Say after me, surely.
Surely, this ulcer, surely, this cancer, surely, this stroke, surely, this arthritis, surely, this deafness, surely, 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 as Jesus has died, surely he has borne my sickness, surely as he has risen, surely he has borne my infirmities, surely as he ascended, surely he has borne my pain, surely as he seated upon the throne, surely I'm healed. Glory to God.
Somebody watching me online. Some of you, is your blood group that has stopped you from getting married. SS to AA, AS to AA. Surely. Lion of Judah, I see growth disappearing. Growth. Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Agone Shemba. Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Agone Shemba.
Permitted to call the person on the phone. There is somebody listening to me now. I don't know if he's here or online. You have pain at the right side of your face. It's affecting your eyes. He is gone now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, listen. Surely, he had what? I didn't hear you. He has what? No. I said we should replace it with something. Surely he has borne what? And carried what? Surely he has borne what? And carried what? Now. And yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are what? So there are about, according to this scripture, listen, according to this scripture, there are about 5 or 6 things that is contained in the atonement. Are you with me? If you help me, say amen. Now, you see that verse 3, you might not be able to understand fully what it means, because by the time you get to the New Testament, you will see a lot of scriptures. If you cross-reference verse 3 to 5, you will see a lot of cross references in the New Testament. One of them is the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 16, there about 24. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. It almost paraphrases verse 5, verse 4. Now, but beyond that, there are a few more scriptures. Let me see Give me back Isaiah chapter 15. Now look at this now. If your Bible is your own, put it one side. Then show me Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. Let me see verse 15. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. Let me see 16. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with what? Brother, you need power. If you want to behave like Jesus, you will do a lot of casting of devils, healing of the sick, and raising of the dead. If you check the life of Jesus, 70% of what he did when he was alive on the face of the earth is healing the sick, raising the dead, and casting devils. Chapter after chapter. It's either he's doing it or he's teaching. It is sad. You can't see where Jesus taught and did not do one of this. You can't see where he preached and did not do one of this. You see, me, Derek Prince said that there are people that believe that they can improve on what Jesus has done. So there is no need for deliverance. There is no need for healing. There is no need for that. If God heals, good. If he doesn't heal, and all that. Me, I don't want to improve on Jesus. My job on earth is to continue the deliverance ministry of Jesus, to continue the healing ministry of Jesus, to continue the miracle working power of Jesus, miracle working ministry of Jesus, to continue his teaching ministry, his preaching ministry. He preached, taught, and cast out devils. You have not healed in 1 week, cast out devils in 1 week, raised the dead in 1 week. You are not a follower of Jesus. If you did not, nobody came to you. Look for somebody, my friend. Because this thing works by practice. The more you are doing it, the more it's getting better. The more you are doing it. Do you know how many Bible quotations you have on your head now? Did you start off that way? Is it not by reading the thing now entered? Is it not true? Is when you pray, one walk, then you pray. Before, 7 times, before one walk, now it's 3 times. One day, you now came out and prayed for 3 people straight, and they were healed. When you come back, the way you will pray and fast. I know this lady became serious with Jesus when she opened, is it deaf ear? She opened deaf ear, and suddenly something in her heart now open. Meanwhile, we have been trying to. You will never know who you are. We'll be coming every day trying to convince you of many things that is in you. It will seem as if it's a man of God that is pushing you. Until you touch a deaf ear, you say, I can hear. You see a leg like this. A leg like this. You say, bring it out in the name of Jesus. Short leg, grow. Short leg, grow. Short leg, grow. And we'll keep it on camera. We'll keep it on camera, and the short leg will be growing. It'll be growing. It'll be growing. If anybody here is suffering from any kind of pain, that pain cannot survive as I speak. I bind that pain in the name of Jesus. The Lord gave me authority over you, pain. You cannot subsist. You can't stay. You see a crippled person is moving like this with crutches. Moving like this. You say, Mama, do you want to be healed? You say, Prophet Okoro Emeka has prayed for me and nothing happened. He said, do you want to heal, Papa? He said,
Bishop Okorafor has prayed for me, and he's still the same. We are hoping that God will heal me. He said, God will heal. He said, amen. No. Just if it's when we are in my father's church when we are small, the woman, one woman will come and say, Daddy, took us some very, took us some very. We are not here to talk about. So what they want you to do is to add to Okoro Emeka and add to Okoro Afoun and add to Okoro Nko, so that he will finally say that seven people prayed for me and it did not work. My friend, I'm not here to do that. Do you want to be healed? Have any pain on your leg, that pain is going now in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I bind arthritis. Out! You are watching me online from outside Nigeria and you have COVID or symptoms of COVID. As I speak now, I bind that devil of darkness. I bind that devil of darkness. I bind you. I bind you. Even if it's your family member, I bind that devil now. I charge you in the name of Jesus. Back out! Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Hagune Shemba. Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Hagune Shemba. My God, things are happening. Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Hagune Shemba. 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 Come. Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Hagune Shemba. Touch, touch, Holy Ghost. Yeshua HaMashiach, your miracle working power, your deliverance power, your healing power. Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Hagune Shemba. Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Hagune Shemba. This scripture.
When evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. Let me see 17. Let me see if I can find. Can you see? Did you see this scripture now, sister? Let's read it again. Start from 16. Pay attention. Start from 16. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. Verse 17. Watch now. That it might be fulfilled, what? Which was written, was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, what? Read it. Let me hear. What? Where did we read in Isaiah that resembles this? Let's see Isaiah 53 verse 3. Show me. Isaiah 53 verse 3. Isaiah 53 verse 3. Watch. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Let me see 4. Okay. Surely what? Remember, I told you where you see grief. Put what? In fact, the man writing in the book of Matthew improved on it. He called one sickness and called the other what? So instead of just calling it pains, call it what? Meanwhile, the scripture said before here that there is no kind of sickness or infirmity you talk about that Jesus doesn't know. Whatever the name is. Huh? Whether there are all kinds of sicknesses coming out. Pie. COVID-19. Had it been you allowed them, they would have brought COVID-20, COVID-21, COVID-1000. Jesus saw it thousands of years ago and neutralized it. Eh? If you can see, eh? You will just be living as if Satan doesn't exist. You will make Satan angry. Do you want to make Satan angry? The way to do it is to live in health. With all this nyama sickness everywhere, when a man lives in health, huh? Satan is angry every day. But unfortunately, he cannot do anything. I carry the life of God. Let's get back to Isaiah chapter 53. Let me see verse 5. Verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. This is, verse 5 is where everybody is going. Meanwhile, the main thing is in verse 4 actually. Huh? The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Now, looking at this messianic scripture, especially these few verses that captures the atonement, one of the things we notice is that there are 5 to 6 major things that was incorporated in the atonement. Eh? When Jesus was going to the cross to achieve atonement, are you with me? There are 5 things inside them. So he made sure that it's not just the salvation of your soul, that everything that has to do with your whole being is incorporated in it. As a matter of fact, the word salvation is soteria. And soteria is deliverance. Deliverance of anything that afflicts your spirit. Deliverance from anything that afflicts your soul. Deliverance from anything that afflicts your body or anything that concerns you. If you are with me, say amen. I don't have time, but there are a few scriptures. But watch. Let's start from verse 4. Let me show you a few. Watch. Verse 4. Surely he had borne what? So number one thing is that he bore our sicknesses. So sicknesses is one thing that is inside the atonement. Number two, and he carried what? That's number two now. And yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. Let's see verse 5. But he was wounded
for our what? How many now? 3. He was bruised for our what? How many now? The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Chastisement of our peace. Huh? You know, it will not be easy for you to understand this thing now if I don't explain it for you. If you get to the book of Romans, I think Romans chapter 3 verse 25. I don't have time. Can I locate it? Because, yeah. Romans chapter 3 verse 25. Yeshua. Turn in your Bible. Romans chapter 3 verse 25. Hamashiach, Lion of Judah. What? He said, whom God, this is talking about Jesus. Or do we need to prove that he's talking about Jesus? All we need to do is to read the previous verses before here. Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation. What is propitiation? I have taught it here a few times. Propitiation is making peace. Are you getting the point? Another word for propitiation is what? Making peace. And there is only one way you can make peace. Say after me, by blood. I didn't hear you. Say after me, by blood. Anytime you hear about propitiation in the New Testament, even in the Old, blood has to follow it. So Jesus made propitiation, or rather, another way to say it so that it will be simple for you, is that he made peace by his what? Blood. Meanwhile, the Bible told us in the book of Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 5, he said that the chastisement that brought that peace was what? Upon him. That we mean that the peace that came, the reconciliation, was also part of the things that was achieved by the atonement. Meanwhile, I taught you people that reconciliation, or rather, this propitiation is in two dimensions. One is satiation. The second one is what? Number one is what? Number two is what? So satiation means that somebody felt that he was not satisfied. So, but the payment and the sacrifice that was made by the blood of Jesus, based on God's anger, God had an anger. When man sinned, the anger of God was rushing to you to smother you. Eh? The blood of Jesus came and blocked. You don't know what I'm saying. The sickness that was coming for you, the blood of Jesus came, it's not bigger, no. The blood of Jesus blocked. The reason why he came to you is because you are not aware. The death that is coming your way, Jesus has died, and his blood that he shed, he blocked. God is no more angry. The law we need to activate is the law of faith based on revelation. Are you getting my point? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Satiation means that a man's anger has been appeased. So when they do something wrong in a land, daddy, we will say, let's go and sacrifice to the gods. Like Joshua. Especially if they stop you in this Okada junction. What Okada man is interested in is not the money you have in the bank. What Satan is interested in is not the money you have in the bank. Oh, is the one you have what? Withdrawn. Victor, how much do you have in your hands? How much? Joshua, how much do you have? What can you buy? What currency do you have? What can you purchase? What is your buying power? What is your liquidity? Man of God, what is your liquidity? We need liquidity. Liquidity. Power is liquidity. We know the authorities in the name of Jesus. For power is the liquidity. We liquefy the authority in power.
And then we begin to dispense. Cancer, cancer, die. Cancer, die. Cancer, cancer, die.
Everybody here that is a businessman listening to me, and your business is standstill.
Bring just your handkerchief. If you are following us online, the same instructions. If you want to connect somebody, you are permitted to call the person now. If you have so done, just stand on your feet and take delivery of your goodies. If you are expecting a miracle from God, that is not a healing, the same thing. If you are expecting a deliverance, the same thing. Wherever you are, let's pray in the next 3 minutes, quickly. Put your hands at that part of your body in the name of Jesus. Lion of Judah, Agone Sheva, Yeshua, Hamashiach. Lion of Judah, Agone Chimba. Focus, focus, focus. Lion of Judah, Agone Chimba. Yeshua, Hamashiach.
My God,
Yeshua,
Hamashiach,
Lion of Judah, Agone Chimba,
Yeshua, Hamashiach, Lion of Judah.
Father, stretch forth your hands. Stretch forth your hands. Far and near. There is no distance in the realm of the Spirit. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power.
Break every chain. Break every chain. What you do before you increase the volume is to find the sequence. You have not found it. So break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. To break every chain. To break every chain. Break every chain. There is power. In the name of Jesus, there is power. In the name of Jesus, to break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. Break every chain, 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 break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain.
Every yoke, every oppression, every need is being answered now. God is stretching forth His hand. We release miracles. We release healings. We release deliverances. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Deafness. Put your hands in your ear.
opening.
I bind every spirit of infirmity. I charge you now to come out in the name of Jesus. 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 Every pain, I charge you to leave now. Every growth, dematerialize. Every infection, go in the name of Jesus. Body infection, blood infection, every kind of infection, I charge you to die now, die now, die now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
The Lord is working on. I can see there are people. I break the shadow of death over you now. 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 Bring the person for me. I bind that shadow. It's not one person. The shadow of death. I arrest you now. I arrest you now. You will leave them. 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 Holy Ghost. By power, you will leave them. Listen. Listen. Stop praying. Let me pray for you. Close your eyes. The hand of God will move now. And everybody that is under the shadow of death will be rescued. Now. Now. I rescue you now. I rescue you now. By the power of the Holy Ghost. 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 By the bring them for me. I need to put my hands on them. I rescue you now, 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 by power. I break the hold of the spirit of death. Close your eyes. There are two people remaining. I don't know if they are online. There are two people. God told me this specially. Death. Accident. Untimely death. Bring him for me. Break now. 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 Bring them for me. Bring them. I was praying and God told me that is going to rescue people from the jaws of death. Something God is doing. There are people that have agreements with dangerous spirits. We try. Some of you know, some of you don't know. Some of you, you are even you see yourself in water, and they are coronating you queen and king. All kinds of things are happening there. Some of you know, some of you don't know. If you are implicated, I want you to come out. Oh? Father, I ask you, in the name of Jesus, anybody that is held against his or her will, except you want it to, against his or her will by the powers of the water, bring him, bring him. It's not one person. It's not one person. Anybody held against his will, against her will, by the powers of the water, they will force you. You see yourself being coronated. I rescue you now by power. Bring her for me. The hand of God is moving. It's moving. Listen. I see people here, and what is tormenting them is manipulated from an altar that is in their village. It doesn't matter whether you have visited your village or not. Huh? Close your eyes. As I speak now, huh? The hand of God will come strong and extract and demarcate you. Male or female, male or female, male or female, wherever your name is, whichever altar, whichever shrine, in the name of Jesus, by power, by power, by power. If you are not in front here, stop praying. Let me pray for you. Just close your eyes. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I break those ones loose. I break them loose by a high hand. Now, 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 by power, 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 by power. Help the man at the, bring them for me. Bring them. If you are not an usher and you are near them, bring them, bring them now. Everybody that is here, lift up your hands and pray for 2 minutes passionately and ask God that in this atmosphere of freedom and deliverance, wherever it's coming from, however old, whether you know or not, by this power that is available, I break free, I break loose. Now, 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 fire, fire, fire. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, fire, deliverance, fire. Help that young man. Lose her and let her go. Lose her and let her go. Hey, you are no more an usher. Come. Praying, there are three more people. You cannot explain the cycle of failure that is in your life. You have tried everything, it's not working. We judge that altar now. We judge that altar. We judge that shrine. We judge that charm by fire. We break the rules. Be free now. Be free now. By a higher power. By a higher power. And I saw a key, and the Lord told me that this key now is for business. It's not. It doesn't matter whether you are a machine or motor pass. That's not my point. You are a businessman. This key now is the key of business. They took it by high power, and it is still hanging. It's still hanging. Can we pray in 1 minute and download that key now? Make sure you collect it. All businessmen, collect your key now. Now, the hand of God will come on them. Come on them. It's a rescue mission. Restoration. Hey. Power. Pastor, whether you are a GO, fellowship president, branch pastor, anywhere, Raise your hand. There are two ministers of the gospel. Whether you are doing business, it doesn't matter. There are two ministers of the gospel. Huh? Satan has laid siege on you. Your ministry is not moving forward. Can I pray for you now? Let that siege be broken. If I count to three, and you are in this category, I want you to shout power 7 times. I will count to three. You will see what will happen in your life and ministry from today. I speak as God's oracle. The prophetic oil is on me to speak over you now. I give you a push. Let all the limitations, the powers that have sat on you and your ministry be broken now. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, arthritis, blind eyes, deaf ears, the dumb begin to speak now in the name of Jesus. I can see somebody in the spirit, you are bedridden. That will mean the person is not here physically. The person I'm talking about is lying on the bed. I can see the person is lying on the bed. The person I'm talking about is a female. He's lying on the bed. As I'm speaking now, the power of God is touching that female. The power of God is touching her. The power of God is touching her. In the name of Jesus, I declare you healed now. In the name of Jesus, I declare you healed. In the name of Jesus, let the miracle of God take place. Every missing part of your body is replaced. Short hands grow out. Broken bones realign and be healed. Short limbs, short legs, missing tooth, we command you to readjust and come back in the name of Jesus Christ. Missing organs, missing liver, missing tissues, we command you to come back, to be created in the name of Jesus. I decree that you are healed. Now listen, if you notice that God has healed you, come here. I just want to take 5 testimonies. And the people online, send in your testimonies quick. One of the ways to keep your healing is to testify. Don't sit down. We will close in 5 minutes. Huh? Where is Victor? Where is Lothana? Quickly. Now, I just felt an anointing. Huh? Forgot you. God wants to touch somebody with that same anointing. So that you are not the one. Or get your life this anointing. Easy. Okay, it's not your own Tio. There is another Tio there. So this oil will come upon that person at the count of 3. At the count of 3. Don't worry. Be quiet so that we quickly find the person. At the count of 3. From my left to my right. From the front to the back. Male or female. Male or female. Male or female. The same anointing. Let it descend.
Let it descend. Let God begin to use you from today, from today, from today, in a higher measure. From today, from today, from today, from today, from today, from today, from today. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. So if God has healed you, quick, check yourself. If you don't check yourself, you will not know. Check yourself. Ask the people that you call how they are faring. What happened? Help her.
Papa, there is a miracle here.
Reduce his volume.
He came here with neck pain.
Neck pain. Since when?
Since 1 week.
Since 1 week neck pain. And then what happened?
When you prayed, the thing left.
The pain left.
He said he can't turn his head.
You can't turn your neck.
He can't turn his neck. He can't
but can you turn it now? Help him and turn it. The way he's turning, he'd be like, bro, you sure say you're the fast? The way your neck is big. If you are fasting, your neck can't be big. Huh? Chidera, where is Chidera? Is it not true? Chidera arrived from Abuja with big neck. When he did 7 days, 14 days, after doing it for long, his neck is long like giraffe. Have you done 3 days dry before?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
You will do another one. Come, let me pray for you. Let's clap for Jesus. Everybody clap for him. It is permanent in the name of Jesus. What happened? What happened?
Hello, Papa, he said that he had a headache. Headache, and then the headache was like a speaking headache yesterday.
I'm aware.
He said that it was as if they took his picture to an altar and then they were hitting it like that.
They did not take your picture to an altar. I noticed that there is always an attack on the health of your family. Did you not notice? No week will pass without one of you being sick. No week. But it's just that you know they touch you, but as he touch you, they are angry that he's not touching you. So they went to a higher place and said, Mada! So how do you feel? Let me hear him.
I'm completely healed now.
No, how do you feel before now?
Okay, the headache started from this place. My head, it was as if they were shitting it like this, and it was, if I bent it, as if it's coming down. It was so painful, and then it was transparent. So I was losing strength. I became very weak. That's why I was lying down everywhere yesterday. I was wondering how will I pray during bed time yesterday. Immediately 5 o'clock, it's
even demons are afraid of bed bugs. Come, clap for Jesus if you want to clap. It's permanent in the name of Jesus. Bring it. We put a seal of God upon you. In the name of Jesus. Let altar stop seeing you. What happened?
She has been having headache and fever, headache, catarrh. Since 4 days ago, and she said that she's writing professional exam, and the thing have been disturbing her that she can't read, can't do anything. But as you prayed, everything left.
Clap for Jesus! Your healing is permanent in the name of Jesus, and you will read and you will pass well in Jesus' name. You are blessed. What happened,
Papa? Sir, she said that each time she comes around to pray, that when she starts praying, that she feels as if she's losing her breath. But after the prayers, that currently now that she's fine and she's okay.
Somebody clap for Jesus. Come. Anything that doesn't want you to pray cannot be from God. From today, you will pray without being hindered. What happened, man of God? Give him, he can speak for himself.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Last week that you said that she fast. So.
What happened?
So,
on the third day, I went down. I noticed that if I try to look down, it seems as if my head is falling off. Something very heavy is on my forehead. So when I came back
just
to this
3 days, Bila will go do 7.
So yesterday that
you will start the 7.
So yesterday that I came back while we were praying, the thing was still there.
Listen.
The thing was still there. But today while we are teaching, I just noticed it just came to my
when
memory.
When the teaching was listen, because some people they have their own gate. His gate might not be prayer, his gate is teaching. As the teaching was going on, what's gonna happen?
It just came to my memory that the thing was, and I was not checking it.
You are looking for it. Where is it? Look, find it. Let's help him and find it. It's permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. Come. Every power that is limiting you from pressing into thresholds in God, bring him here.
Bakatika, Pasco, Fakate. Break into thresholds.
What happened?
Papa, sir, we have a very, very powerful testimony
here. Okay, what happened?
Papa, he said that in 2007, when he was on campus, that he had an infirmity.
Uh-huh.
And as a result of that infirmity, he has been having constant headache, itches all over his body.
Uh-huh.
He has spent almost 500,000 naira consigning this stuff. But he said that during the
Are you hearing what we are saying? Hear this thing, hear it.
That he has spent almost 500,000 naira in trying to procure healing for himself, but no avail. But during the teaching, that he just suddenly felt a cool breeze into his body, and all
that's it. That's
there.
It. Somebody clap for Jesus. But as usual, God is telling me that somebody wants to shop his testimony here. Who is the person that wants to shop God's testimony? Come on now, before me and God will fight you. Come on, testify quickly. Stop shaking yourself. You are okay. Continue. What now happened?
He said that during the teaching, that he felt like
a cool breeze
came, and then he checked the symptom that now that it's now.
The symptom have gone. Let me hear him. He's a man of God.
Daddy, I have visited many men of God. I've fasted, I've prayed, I've spent a lot of money. From
Hey!
Who did this?
Jesus!
Oh my God!
Let me hear you again. Extend your faith, my friend. That's why we testify. So that if your own did not happen at the first prayer, testimony is going on. That means God is still working, my friend.
It was when you were minister and you said that you were giving an example. You said a particular woman used to tell your dad, go some men of God. So I was saying that this thing is me now. I have met many men of God, but now I'm going to receive my healing.
I hear the change. Oh, yeah. I hear the change. Oh, yeah. I hear the change.
Did not use you to heal the sick. Your ministry is under siege. Many graces, talents. Otagon chala. Hey!
Leave me. Who are you?
Hey, Kai,
Give me testimony. I don't have time for this. What happened?
Baba, she said that she
had been having... talking? Satan is not... Who has that time? My friend. You will see, we leave him now. We don't have time. We need to close. What happened?
Because of the accident she had.
Huh?
Because of the accident she had. She...
I want to hear this testimony, huh?
Because of the accident she had, she used to experience waist pain and she can't stand
listen,
for long.
Listen. She had an accident and because of it, she experiences waist pain. Uh-huh.
And she can't stand for long.
Uh-huh.
But when you prayed,
uh-huh,
she noticed that she can stand.
Uh-huh.
Not just can stand, but she can stand for long. And as she is now, you can explain that she can stand for long.
What are the things you could not do before you can do now?
I can't jump.
Oh yeah, jump, let's see. Try and jump. Somebody! Hey!
I hear the train calling. I hear the train calling. I hear the train calling. I hear the train calling.
Jesus name. What happened?
Papa said this another wonderful testimony.
Okay, what happened?
He said for the past 4 days that he felt as if there's a moving object inside of him and it has been disturbing him since. But during the teaching and after the prayer, that the object is no longer there.
Somebody clap for Jesus! Listen,
a moving object.
Something is moving in your body. Let me hear you.
Something is moving in my heart. As if it's hooking me, like if I'm walking, like I will bend it down to walk. But I don't know. After the prayer, the last.
The woman in the Bible said she was bent like this. Not by anything. When Jesus was about to heal her, he commanded the spirit to leave. That means it's a spirit that bends the woman. Said the devil has been disgraced. I didn't hear you. The devil has been disgraced. How many of you believe it here? Let the Lord give you power to disgrace Satan. No, wait. I'm talking to these people here. Nobody should join. At the count of three, that power will come. It will come. 1, 2, 3. It's coming. When you come, Satan will run. When you appear, his work is disgraced. Receive that comment. Continue. Who is taking this testimony here? Come and finish your testimony. So you are completely healed now. Somebody clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Come. It's permanent. What happened?
Papa, you said you gave a word of knowledge that somebody has a pain at the right side of her eyes.
Yes.
She is the one. Since last Monday, she has been experiencing pain at the right side of her eyes. But when you pray, the pain left.
So the pain has left now. Check it.
Left.
Somebody clap for Jesus. You are not clapping. Come. It's permanent in the name of Jesus. Hold this feeling. What happened? What happened?
Okay, Baba Sai, he said he has been coming for bed pangs last week, and then he could not pray 1 hour in tongues. But when he said you prayed, you said something that time that anything that is holding anybody from being able to pray from the throne, that you think should go away. And when he went back home, like, he could now pray.
Clap for Jesus, so clap. Listen. There is one of my brothers those days. It's just that these days he doesn't believe in power now. But those days he used to believe in power. I think God's love knows the person. Those days he used to believe in power. Me and him, we went for one prayer meeting at Ogidi in 2017. When we went there, that's why I met you, Jasper B. When we went there, during the prayer, he now called somebody. This lady, her problem is that she's baptized in the Holy Ghost, but if she wants to pray in tongues beyond a certain level, something will now come and go down in the neck and close her mouth. I'm telling you real. I refuse. So when he called her, as we are going on, the thing now checked and left. She prayed in tongues for 2 hours. If you can't pray in tongues, a closed mouth is a closed destiny. May your destiny be open from today by the power of the living God. What happened? What happened?
Papa, there is a big miracle here.
Yes.
Since 5 years, he has been experiencing ulcer and pneumonia. That he can't lift his hand like this. If he lifts his hand, his spinal cord will be so hot and also pain everywhere. To the extent that...
Are you hearing this mind blowing testimonies? What happened?
To the extent that at the time he began to ask God to take away his life because of the pain. You,
my brother, Ekwensu one weekend. You are way fan now, but that's why I come to bed pants every day. Say after me, something. Drop something on my life. Oh. They like creative. Are you happy the way you are? How about man? So what happened?
If you go to bed, if you want to sleep, you tell God that if I didn't wake up, I'm okay.
Hey! You need power. There are many people suffering. Sometimes, Father, increase my power. No, I'm talking to her. Increase my power so that I can rescue more people. What happened?
But when you prayed, miracle happened.
So can he do what he can't do before?
Yes, sir.
Somebody wrong here. On time, you are waiting to be convinced. You are waiting now. Time has passed. Listen to me. Oh, this is the
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Let's collect. If you are fast, if you are fast. What happened? What happened?
Baba says she says she has been having a pain on her left knee and causing her discomfort, and then she also had a run and catar that she could not actually bend down.
Why is your body compatible with sickness? Say after me, Jesus. From today, make my body incompatible.
Non-compatible
with sickness. Small or big, go.
In
the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
All these people that. The way we know that there is infection is that you are the one that catch it first. Then you start distributing to others. You are a distributor. I refuse it. I can only distribute power. Even if somebody is sick and is trying to share his own, me, I have something to share too. I have power to share. What do you have? I have something. Somebody say after me, I have something.
I have the Holy Ghost.
Let's ask God to spare the healing anointing. There is something moving now. God wants to stir your gifts, stir your anointing in the spirit. Don't worry, you have been here. I will pray for you and come. Start up, Lord. Stare. Your hands up, lift it up. Let me begin to matter.